So a lot of people have followed with huge interest, and I have to say, great compassion. Followed the story of Bonga Sithole. He was a homeless man. A video of him went viral. He was speaking in an extremely articulate way to somebody who was interviewing him in Auckland Park. And people picked up on his story and tried to help him. And one of his problems was addiction to substances. And he was eventually booked into rehab. News this week that he checked himself out was greeted with a lot of sadness by many people who saw him, first of all, as a person for whom they had compassion. But invariably, people like that become some kind of symbol for hope, because this is a problem many South Africans and many of their families are dealing with. So how difficult is the process of rehab? And should we not perhaps have expectations that are too great when people embark on that process? Someone who knows this area very, very well indeed is Dan Wolf. He's a registered psychologist and director of Houghton House. Dan Wolf, welcome, and thanks very much for giving us your time. Initial responses to what you've heard about Bonga Sithole, is this a significant setback, or do people bounce back from something like this and perhaps strongly?
Good afternoon, John. I appreciate you having me on the show, and I think it is very important to highlight some of the issues that surround this scenario. First of all, you know, you mentioned this chap, Bonga Sithole. It's one of his problems, and I think what needs to be defined is what constitutes a good prognosis individual. You know, I've always said to people when they ask us, what is your success rate at Houghton House? What I say is, if we took a group of people from the bottom end of Heelbrow and admitted them all into Houghton House, we would be incubating a high level of dysfunction, and it's unlikely that we would have a very good success rate.
Right.
So the success of the person is largely linked to who they are, their history of success as a person, the extent of the family support, the extent to which they have succeeded in various other aspects of their life, bringing them to this point. So, you know, if you would have asked me on day one, is there likely to be success in the life of an individual who has had limited structure, who has deteriorated both emotionally and psychologically and financially, I could have told you on day one a very poor prognosis.
What do we do then, though, with your insight? Because are we saying some people can't be helped? That would be perhaps a too pessimistic deduction for me to draw, but it does sound awfully like that.
Well, I think the reality is that for specific individuals, one has to have realistic expectations. So, you know, if we're looking at someone who has limited resources and a poor history of success, I guess what would constitute success in the life of this individual, what would constitute a good outcome, needs to be reasonably defined. And I suppose when you throw social media at it, you know, they're looking at someone actualizing their potential.
Yes.
And, you know, defying all expectations, because we want to see a good story unfolding. You know, it wouldn't necessarily be such a great story if the guy sort of stopped using and or used sporadically and stayed alive in much the same shape and form that he had been living prior to this scenario going viral. So,
yep.
You know, I think that defining expectations is a big part of this equation.
How does checking out of rehab work? I'm probably using the most basic and colloquial version of what I would assume is a layered and perhaps much more complicated process.
Yeah, look, most private facilities are in fact voluntary.
Right.
Unless the person is there under committal order. I think a very important point for the people, for your listenership to be aware of is that the likelihood of success is not necessarily linked to the level of motivation on the day of admission. There's no shortage of people that come into treatment. In fact, I would say the majority of people come into treatment under under some level of pressure from their family.
Yes.
There could certainly be a high level of resistance coming from the person concerned. And despite that, because of their because of their history, because of their capacity as an individual, once admitted, they may then develop insight, they may develop an understanding and almost stumble into a way of being that makes sense to them, and that could unfold into a very successful scenario. A prerequisite is certainly not the individual has to be highly motivated and pay for treatment themselves, and all the other sort of misperceptions that that often exist. We've seen many people come into treatment against their will and do very well as the process unfolds.
Thanks very much, Dan Wolf, registered psychologist and director of Houghton House. Have you walked this road either yourself or walked it as the friend or family member or a concerned soul who's trying to help people down this journey of rehab? Because it does sound immensely, immensely complicated, difficult and layered in terms of what the possible outcomes might be. But if you have a story you do want to share or some advice for people who are trying to get their heads around the demands placed on them by being a partner and a support for somebody going down this road, tell us about it. 072-702-1702.